Good morning. Today's Daf Moed Katan is Chaf Beis. We're in Chaf Alfam and Beis, and we are about halfway down on the Amud. We're continuing our discussion about the Hilchos of Velus, and specifically of Shela Shalom. Yesterday in Chaf Alfam and Alf, so we had our list of Yisurim for an Avel. An Avel is not allowed to do the following, and the Gemara gave us a list. It's not a comprehensive list, as Tosas pointed out yesterday, and Chaf Alfam and Alf, as the Gemara earlier went through 10 Yisurim that an Avel is prohibited to engage in. And there are 3 Chiyuvim as well. And so yesterday was a somewhat condensed list, but still a list of prohibitions that an Avel cannot do. Tosfos in yesterday's daf and Chaf Alfam and Aleph tried to explain how the Braisa is referencing all the Yisurim, but those that were conspicuously absent from the list are just simply either left off for a reason or subsumed under one of the other categories. Either way, the Gemara right now is in the middle of discussing the various Yisurim, and we're specifically dealing with Shela Shalom. So when you're in Avel, so you're not in a state of Shalom, so you cannot receive Shalom, you cannot extend Shalom to somebody else. That is what we learned yesterday as far as the Halach of Shela Shalom is concerned. And within Shela Shalom, actually there are 3 different time periods. There is from Kvura until 3 days into the Avelos, then there's from day 4 through day 7, and then there's the balance of Shloshim. So those are 3 time periods. And what did we learn yesterday? That from Kvur until day 3, so you can't go in either direction. In other words, you can't you can't initiate, and you can't even respond from days 4 through 7. So you cannot initiate, but you can respond. And then until the duration of Shloshim, so you can even extend, you can even give Shalom. So that's what we learned yesterday. And the Gemara is going to do a little bit of challenging based on a couple of other brises. So yesterday we already went from Kfur until day 3, in which you're not even allowed to, you're certainly not allowed to extend Shalom. And we saw a story yesterday with Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva was comforted at the Kfura by a lot of people. And he ended off by saying, L'chula v'etechem l'shalom. So he extended Shalom to everybody. And he was right at the Kfura. How could he do that? The Gemara asked a question. And the Gemara's answer was that was covered Rabbim. That was to the masses. That's different. We're talking about extending Shalom to an individual. Okay. That's exactly the point that we got up to yesterday. We are on Chaf Alfam and Aleph, halfway down on the Amud. And we're continuing now with the next section, Mishlosha V'Achiva, from day 3 until day 7. So Meshiv Ve'inu Shoal. So Mikan Ve'elach Shoal Meshiv Kedarko. Okay. So we're at the next part of the stages of Shela Shalom, and Ruminu, the Gemara says, okay. And on that, the Gemara says, I'm going to ask the following question. Moses Chaveiro, Ava B'Soch Shloshim Yom. So let's say you find your friend who is an Ava and he's within Shloshim, Adabri Yimo Tanchumim. So if you want to give him Divrei Nechama, words of comfort over the loss, maybe it's the first time you saw him, whatever exactly the circumstances were, and you want to extend Tanchumim, so you may do so. Ve'inu Shol B'Shlomo, and you can't give him shalom. You can't give him shalom aleichem. Now la'achar shloshim yom, and after shloshim shalom b'shlomo veinu medaber imo tanchumim. So you inquire about his welfare, meaning shalom b'shlomo, and no need to give him words of nechama. So meisa isha v'nasa isha acheres. The person lost his wife and he remarried. So enu reshali kanes lebeisol medaber imo tanchumim. So then, aside from the fact that it is just simply a terrible idea, just from a emotional standpoint. But the Braisa says really clearly that what you should not be doing is going into this house and asking and giving him nechama about his former wife when his new wife is right there. Matzah b'shuk, omer lo b'safar rafa v'chavad rosh. Now, if you happen to find him outside the house, so what you could do is that you can give him some words of nechama over the loss of his wife, as long as you're outside the house. When did he remarry? So that's an excellent question, and Tosfos over here discusses and deliberates that very issue in terms of when exactly did he remarry, meaning at what point in time are we talking about. So Tosfos writes over here that we're talking about Besoch Shloshim. He remarried within Shloshim, which, okay, right, is that's a quick turnaround, but there are circumstances in which, as Tosfos here points out, that let's say you have young children, so you need Or he didn't have children. In other words, there are circumstances in which the turnaround could be that quickly. Anyways, see Tosfos over here. It's a really interesting Tosfos. It's a short one. See Tosfos over here for a discussion of when exactly he got remarried. Anyway, but before, right, let's just focus on the Gemara's point, which is that previously we said that Besoch Shoshim Yom, so Eino Shal B'Shalmo. That's what we just learned in the Braisa. And meanwhile, previously we learned that La'achar Sheva, after the 7 days of Avelus, so then you can go ahead and you can go back and forth in terms of Shelo Shalom. So how does that work? So Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, so Rav Idi Bar Avin now is going to try to give a Hesber. As far as the second Braisa is concerned, that B'toch Shoshim, you can't extend Shalom. So Hu Shol B'Shalom Acherim. What the second Braisa means is as follows. He can extend Shalom to others, Acherim Shurim B'Shalom, because others are in a state of Shalom. And Acherim in a Sho'alim B'Shlamo. But what others are not allowed to do is they're not allowed to give him a Shalom Aleichem, because he's now still in his Avelus. But Avelus over here means Shoshim, but Shoshim is still part and parcel of Avelus. And so therefore others can't give him a Shalom Aleichem. Shu Einu Shari B'Shalom. So V'hadik Midiktani Meshev Mechlal D'Shalin Alei. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. If you go back to the original Braisa, the Braisa talks about responding. Well, what does that mean, responding? It means others are giving him a Shalom Aleichem. So if he's responding, it means that others are giving him Shalom Aleichem. So the Gemara says, the Lo Yadeh. So the Gemara says, yeah, the Braisa is talking about a case where other people are just unfamiliar with where he's holding him right now in life. So they give him a Shalom Aleichem, not knowing that he's in Shloshim. So at that point in time, so you're allowed to respond. In other words, then you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to them. So Yachem Hasanami. So the Gemara says, so wait 1 second. So if we're talking about where other people don't know, so let's go back even further. Meaning, if forget being besoch shoshim, what if you're besoch shiva and other people don't know? So the Gemara says no. Hasam modeluhu v'lo mahadulav. I'm sorry, modeluhu v'lo mahadulav. Now, if you're within shiva and especially within the first 3 days, so at that point in time, somebody comes over to you and says shalom aleichem. So you have to inform them, right? They just didn't know. And you have to inform them, I'm really sorry. I'd love to respond to you, but I can't respond to you because I'm a novo. So, but after the first 3 days, meaning from day four to day seven, where people don't know that you are a novo and they gave you a shalom aleichem, so you can respond. In other words, you don't have to let them know. It's unfortunate right now that exactly what the circumstances are. They don't know you're a novo, but whatever, they don't know you're a novo. So at that point in time, you could just simply be meshiv. Okay, where do we stand right now? Okay, that was a lot of information that was dropped in, and so let's just see if we can organize all this information from the kvura up until including day three. So no shalom in either direction. In other words, he's not in a state of shalom, so he certainly cannot initiate shalom to others. He can't even respond. And if somebody comes over to him and says shalom aleichem to him, so he has to tell them and let them know that he's an aval and he can't respond from day four to day seven. So you can't. Nobody can give Shalom Aleichem to him. He shouldn't initiate to others. But if somebody comes over to him, not knowing that he's an aval, gives Shalom Aleichem, so he could be meshiv. And then from day 7 to day 30, so if somebody knows that he's an aval, they should not give him a Shalom Aleichem because he's not in a state of shalom. But he can initiate and say Shalom Aleichem to others, even though usually then it's a little bit strange because usually then. It's conferred back to him. But anyway, but that's basically the adjustment of our understanding of the Braisa based on all the other information that we saw. Oriminu, the Gemara says, okay, but one more question. Hamotzei es chavero. Ava besoch shnei masar chodesh. Medar v'imotan chumim v'ena shol b'shlamo. So here in this Braisa now, we're talking about not receiving a shalom aleichem for a year. Meaning up until this point in time in the Gemara. So we talked about not receiving a Shalom Aleichem up until Shloshim, just 30 days after the Gvura. And now in this Braisa over here, we're talking about a year. So obviously that's difficult. But we're going to finish the Braisa, but we need to respond to the fact that this Braisa over here has a much longer duration of not receiving Shalom Aleichem, more so than we've seen up until this point in time. And La'achr Shem Asar Chodesh Ol B'Shalom Aveinu Medabrei Motan Chumim. Now after a year, so you talk to him like you would talk to anybody. Shalom Aleichem. Don't give him nechama after a year. So aval medabra momin atzad. Now, if you want, so what you could do is that you can make reference to the fact that he suffered a loss. But as Rashi describes over here, don't mention a name. You could just simply say, "I'm sorry for the loss." So Amar Rabbi Meir Amosis Chaveru Avol Achashem Asachorish Medabri Umedabri Motan Chumim Lamahu Dam Aladam Shnishbar Ragla VeChaisa Matzah Rofe VeAmar Lo Klachet Slish Ani Shaver VeRepenik Kedesh Teda Shis Amamanim Sheli Yafin. Rabbi Meir says you go over to somebody after a year and you mention anything about loss and you mention anything about the mace. So it's analogous to a doctor saying, I know you just recovered from your injury, but I'm telling you I'm a really good doctor. So let me go ahead, let me break it again, and I'll heal it just to show you how good a doctor I am. So that would be the analogy of trying to give any words of comfort after a year. So Rabbi Meir basically is strongly against the idea of mentioning loss after a year. Anyway, but put the sheet of Rabbi Meir aside for now, meaning we're just focusing on the fact that up until now we said that after 30 days you can engage with him like you normally would. And here in this Brisa we just learned together, it said a year. So is it a month or is it a year? So Lokasha, Abba Avivima Habishar Krovim. So you talk about a theme alert for today. So we're going to be hearing this repeatedly today. And that is that there's a distinction to be made between the loss of one's mother and father versus the losses of any of the other Krovim. For any of the other Krovim, Avilus ends after 30 days. 30 days will signify the end of any kind of Avilus. And so after 30 days, so now you can engage with him like you would anybody. Wishalom Aleichem in both directions, etc., etc. However, Aviv V'Imo, so there's an extension. And the extension of Avilus will go for Yud Beis Chodesh. All the extensions of Aviv V'Imo and Yud Beis Chodesh are going to be covered over the course of today's daf. Right, Bizman and Hazen, notably, the biggest extension of Aviv V'Imo is Kaddish. But as everybody here knows, Kaddish is in connection to Avelus is never mentioned in the Gemara. That comes up based on other sources, right? Old sources, but that's not coming out of the Gemara. But in terms of other Nihuge Avelus for Aviv V'Imo, so we're going to be seeing that over the course of today's daf. And here's our first example of a niyug of Avelus for Aviv V'Imo, and that extends for a full year, and that is going to be Sheila Shalom. That for Sheila Shalom, so it cannot be initiated by the Avel when he loses one's mother or one's father for a year, after the death. Okay. I'm sorry. Hava Aviviva, Habishar Krovim. Sorry. Continuing now. Hasam Nami. So the Gemara says that we go back to the Braisa, and if you remember, it says regarding Shar Krovim, when it comes to other relatives, Yidabre Mo Tanchumim Min Hatzad. So and what you could do is you can mention loss, but you don't mention the name. So Enachinami. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that's correct. So Umai Enam Yidabre Mo Tanchumim. And when the Braisa says that you shouldn't mention words of Kavana, so the Gemara says Kedarko Ava Medabri Moment Atzad. So that's right. In other words, so after 30 days, you shouldn't mention the loss by name. But if you want to just simply say, "I'm sorry for your loss," that's perfectly fine. That's what the Braisa meant. All right. Adkan, that takes us now to the end of a lengthy discussion in the Gemara of She'ela Shalom. Okay, we are going to do a short bit of Gemara. But this Gemara has a lot of discussion, and the difficulty of the Gemara over here is to put into practice, because questions come up all the time on the issue that we're about to tackle. And what I'm going to do in terms of the daf is that we're gonna run through the daf, meaning that you can imagine how many different scenarios in which this would apply on a regular basis. A practicing Rav needs to know these Gemaras and its application really well. But we're now just going to familiarize ourselves with the Gemara, with the language of the Gemara. What's the topic going to be? Topic is going to be, when do you start Avelus? And scenarios in which you're not going to go with the body, you're going to stay home. Somebody's going with the body, somebody's coming back. So at what point in time does the people here start Shiva? At what point in time do the people coming back start Shiva? So this is all very, very practical halacha. So I'm acknowledging it's practical halacha, but I'm also acknowledging that as far as the Gemara is concerned, the Gemara is very terse. The Gemara is a little bit clear, but obviously the Gemara needs a lot more clarification just simply because there are so many scenarios in which this can permeate. And even terms that we're going to be seeing in the Gemara are also just a little bit ambiguous. We're going to see a term coming up called the Gadol HaBayis. In other words, under certain conditions, the Gadol HaBayis is going to dictate exactly when we're going to be starting the Shiva. Now, not only the Gadol Habayis, but also the other people in this house. Who's the Gadol Habayis? That also requires more clarification. So this is just a disclaimer that we are barely going to be scratching the surface of this topic, and this topic obviously needs a lot more clarification. Let's begin, Tanur Rabbanan. So this topic starts with a Braisa. And then that is Aval Shal Shiyam and Rishonim Ba Mimakam Karov Mona Imahem Ba Mimakam Rachok Mona Latzmo. Okay, so in the Braisa, we are talking now about other family members that are coming and going to be sitting Shiva with the family. And so the Braisa, the Tanakhama's position, is that it depends whether or not you're coming from a place that's proximate or a place that's far away. Okay, proximate, far away. So just for argument's purposes, we're gonna do what the Gemara classically does, and that is give a linear measurement, which is usually measured in terms of length of time it takes to walk that distance. But let's assume that we're talking about 10 parsels of a year. How long does it take to walk 10 parsels? Generally speaking, a day to walk 10 parsels. So, in the Braisa, if it's within the first 3 days and you're coming from Makom Karov, from a proximate place within 10 parsels, so then Mona Imahem. So that you just simply join them wherever they're at in terms of the Avelus, and you count with them. However, if you come Mimakom Rachok, so then Mona La'atzma, then you count to yourself. Mikan Ve'elech, now, if you're coming after 3 days, so Afil Abba Mimakom Karov, Mona La'atzma. So what you're going to do now is that, because you came after the first 3 days, so in Mona Latzma, you have to do a count on your own, meaning you're going to be starting your own Shiva starting from day one. Okay. The Gemara over here does not give us much in terms of Svara. And when I say it doesn't give us much, it doesn't give us anything in terms of Svara. Why should there be a difference where you came from, whether you came from a Makom Karov, or you came from a Makom Rachok? Even from Rashi, the basic idea is that if you're coming from Makom Karov, it means you could have come already from the very beginning. For whatever reasons you didn't, but since you could have come, so therefore you can count together with them. That's the way Rashi presents it. Anyway, the Tanakhama's position is that, but that only works for the first 3 days. After day three, even Mimakom Karov, you must count on your own. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon is Mekel, significantly Mekel. Rabbi Shimon Omer Afilo Babi Yamashvii Makom Mimakom Karov Mona Imahen. Rabbi Shimon says, look, if you're a family member and you're joining the family for Shiva, even if you come on day seven, so Moni Imahen, you can count together with them. You only observe 1 day of Shiva, yeah, but you just joined the family, and as an attachment to the family, whatever they're counting as long as you made it there within Shiva. Amar Mar, Shloshi Yamim Rishonim Ba, Mimakom Karov Moni Imahem, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vehushiyesh Gadol, Habayis Babayis. So this idea that when you come within the first 3 days and you're coming Mamakom Karov, you can count with them. So on that, a qualification, Rav Yochanan, that's only when the Gadol Habayis is within the Bayis. So head of household, I'm just going to say it like that. In other words, obviously, as I already pointed out, right, what does that mean? Who is that person? Right now, I'm just going to be using very vague terminology, head of household. If the head of household is there in the house, then and only then can you count together with them. Are you going to be considered an attachment to that house? So, and you'll be counting at whatever point they're counting. Again, this is a qualification of the sheet of the Tanakhama. And this only works within the first 3 days. Ibailahu. The Gemara asks the following question. We're in the top of Chavez Mad Aleph. So halach gadol habayis beis hakvaros mahu. So let's say the gadol habayis goes to the beis hakvaros. Rashi explains over here. Acher mitaso lekavro over the top Rashi. Vishah sham gimel yamim. And now the head of household was there for more than 3 days. And mahu. And the Gemara's question according to Rashi. Mi chashvin alei kaman dahave beveisei hol l'tzorach hameis halachito. So can we assume now that because he went l'tzorach hameis, so maybe that means that we can view him as if he's still in the house. That's the way Rashi explains the question. Again, there are a number of ways to dissect the Gemara over here, but let's just present it like Rashi. So Tashma, Damar Bichya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Afila Halach Gadol Habayis LeBeis HaKvaros, Mona Imahem. So you can count together with the rest of the family who started the Kvura at an earlier point in time. When did they? Let me do that sentence again. Let me do it better. So you can count together with the rest of the family who started Shiva already, even though the Gadol HaBayis has left the house, because once the mace is en route to the Beis HaKfaris, and once the rest of the family now is no longer going to be dealing with it, they can start Shiva at that point in time. You're coming to the household. You can now attach yourself to the household. Okay. Mona Imahem. I'm sorry, Mona Imahem. Okay. Mona Imahem Vatanya, the Gemara says, really, is that true? So the Gemara says, Mona Latzmo. We have another Braisa that says very clearly that you have to count on your own, meaning you can't count with the family. Lokasha Hada Asa Begot Lasa. So the Vahada Lo Asa Begot Lasa. So the Gemara says is that it depends whether you come within 3 days or after 3 days. If you're coming within 3 days, you can attach yourself to their account. If you're coming after 3 days, you can't attach yourself to their avelos. Ki ad amar lahu rav levnei hatzlafuni. So the Gemara says, in fact, this was instruction given by Rav to the bnei hatzlafuni. Da'asa b'go t'lasa limnu b'hadaychav, da'asa b'go t'lasa limnu limna shaychav. And he says very clearly that it's just going to simply be a function of whether you're coming within 3 days or after 3 days. If you're coming within 3 days, you can count with them. After 3 days, you have to count on your own. Amar lahu rav levnei mechuzah. Rav says to the members, to the town members of mechuzah, asan d'lo azlisu basa arsa, so you're not going anywhere past this point in time, meaning you are escorting the mace to a certain point in time, at which point the mace is going to continue. You're going to go back home. You could start avelos at that point in time. Once you are no longer involved in the mace, so at that point in time, you could start the avelos. Okay, so from a series of gemaras that we just saw over here, so what we definitely get the sense of is that avelos is going, there are various starting points for avelos, right? The simplest way to say the starting point for avelos, of course, is immediately after kvura, right? Once a kvura is done, so avelos begins immediately. That's the simplest way to say it. However, as we just learned together, there is going to be discussion regarding the beginning of avelos once you no longer are going to have to be involved in the kvura, meaning the kvura is going to be taking place in Eretz Yisrael and you're staying here in America. So at what point in time you start? So we see already that there is variability over there. We also see that in terms of attaching yourself to somebody who's sitting in avelos. So can you attach yourself with them, even if it means that you're not going to be observing a full 7 days? We see that that's also on the table as well. So there are a number of factors that will be put into the equation in terms of establishing when the beginning of avelos is. We saw the Gemara. We went through it way too quickly. We're gonna go on. Okay, in the Braisa, so what do we see? A machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakhama says that you can join the Avelim. You're an Avel as well, obviously. You can join the Avelim in their count, but only if two factors, according to the Tanakhama. One is that you come within the first 3 days, and two is that you come from Mimakum Karuf. That's the Shita of the Tanakhama. And then the Shita of Rabbi Shimon is that if you're coming Mimakum Karov, you can come at any point in time, even on day 7, and you can count together with them. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is going to make a couple of comments regarding Rabbi Shimon. Afilu Baba Yamashvi Mimakum Karov Moni Imahem. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Gamda. Amar Rabbi Yossi Ben Shal. Amar Rabbi Vuhushabau Masa Menachmim Etzlo. Okay. Even in this very lenient Shita of Rabbi Shimon, so yes, it's true you can count together with them, but only under the circumstance in which there are people still coming along and providing nechama. They have to be menachmim. So fine. By Rabbi Anan in Aralamud velo amdu mahu, so take. And Rabbi Anan wants to know that within the Shita Rabbi Shimon. So let's say that you get there on day 7. And yes, there are menachmim. There are people that are providing comfort, but they're basically getting up and leaving. So at what point is it now considered as if you participated in sitting Shiva together with the family? That's the Gemara's question. Teiku, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved. Gemir Chavri de Rabbi Abba. May Rabbi Abba, Umanu Rabbi Zera. Ve'amrila Chavri de Rabbi Zera. May Rabbi Zera, Umanu Rabbi Abba. Okay, questions of who exactly we're discussing over here. Amr Rabbi Abba, Bered Rabbi Chaber Abba. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so a number of Amorim quote B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan the following. Halachic Rabbi Shimon Gamliel betrefus, and halachic Rabbi Shimon ba'avel. So as far as the halachas or trefus are concerned, the halachas like the Rashbag. We're not learning chulin right now. We're not doing trefus right now. So how did this come up over here? Not sure. But it doesn't matter. In other words, there's a shita of the Rashbag in Hilchos Treifos, which we're going to go over in just a moment. It provides a leniency. And Rav Yochanan is quoted as saying that, yes, that we're going to follow that particular leniency. And as far as Alpha's concerned, we're going to pass like Rabbi Shimon. Now, it happens to be that we're learning Moed Katan right now, so we're holding on the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon, in opposition to the position of the Tanakama says that you can only count together with the rest of the Avelim, but only if A, you come within the first 3 days, and B, you're coming Mimakam Karov. Rabbi Shimon extends and provides the following leniency, is that no, you can count together with the rest of the family, even if you come on day 7, as long as they're Menachmim, if you come on day 7, so you can count together with them, you have to be coming Mimakam Karov, but even on day 7. That's the leniency of Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara quotes B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that in fact is the halacha. Now, for a moment, we're going to digress over here in the Gemara, and we're going to go over to the halachas of Treifos, right? What do we know? We know that if an animal has suffered an injury in one of the organs, one of its internal organs, and the Gemara in the third parak of Chulin goes through an exhaustive anatomical look at the animal to tell us which organ, what kind of pathology are we talking about. So if an animal suffering a puncture in any one of the organs that are mentioned in the third parak in Chulin, so the animal is a trefa you're not allowed to eat. It's an issur d'oraisa to eat an animal that is a trefa. Okay, good. That's the short of it. So you have to know, in order to go through the third parak of Chulin, it is a really long parak over there, around 30 blot, if my memory is good. So over here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had a particular kula over there. What was his kula? So we're going to digress for just a moment. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel betreifas detanya b'nei maim shenikvu. So let's say you have an intestine, and there's a hole in the intestine. In general, you should know, we also saw this back in Chulin. So do we do an examination of the animal after we shecht the animal? The answer is no. In other words, we have a chazaka that once you shecht an animal and the animal was viable and healthy, our chazaka is that no examination is necessary. We don't examine every organ of the animal. I'm sure you knew this, but just it would be costly and timely to do so. But if the halacha demands it, so be it. So then it would be costly and timely. But the halacha does not require it. The halacha does not require that we do a bedika. I'm sure you also know, this is just a reminder, that there's a minhag Yisrael that we do a bedika on one organ of the animal after we shecht it, and that's the lungs of the animal. The lungs of the animal get examined, get checked, to make sure that there are no holes or lesions on the lungs of the animal, and just for that one organ that we do end up checking. So as you all know, so a major machlokus in terms of what is considered a trefa and what is not considered a trefa by the lungs. Okay, and it's okay, good. But we're not talking about the lungs right now. We're talking about the intestines. So for whatever reason, they were checking the intestines of the animal. Unclear why. But anyway, and a hole was discovered in the intestines of the animal. So b'nei ma'im shenikvu v'alecha sos masan. So it happens to be as follows. So there was a nekev, there was a hole in the intestines. However, there was also a plug. Okay, so what happens is that a little bit of mucus goes ahead and fills in the plug. Some mucus probably internally in the intestines just basically forces its way into the plug. So basically into the hole. So you have basically a natural biological plug of the intestines. Is that considered now as a successful plug of the intestines to the point where we say it's no longer a nekev? So kshera. So the halacha is that it's kasher, divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel. Oh, so that's the heter of the Rashbag. So the heter of the Rashbag is that if you have a biological plug of the hole in the intestines, that serves as a successful plug, and therefore the animal is not a treif, it's kasher. Okay. So the mailecha. So Amravkana Shrika Damaya Danafik Agav Duchka. So the Gemara says is that what happened was that there was basically Shrika Damaya. Okay, I'll call it mucus, not because I'm right, but just simply because right now that's my best guess. So I'll call it mucus. And what happened was that there was a little bit of pressure over there and it forced the mucus into the hole in order to plug up the hole. Okay. Anyway, that's a heter of Shimon Gamliel, that's a kula. And so for whatever reason, the Gemara puts that together with the Rabbi Shimon heter over here. Two different Rabbi Shimons. The Rabbi Shimon of Treifas, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Our Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Okay, for whatever reason, they were the two heterim were put together. Not sure why, but anyway. But two kulas. One kula in Hilchos Treifas. One kula over here in Avelos. So Amar Mandehu. So So one of the Talmidim said, right, funny expression in the Gemara, somebody said, Amar Mandahu. Okay, somebody said, Eskiv Asik, so I should be Zocha. I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and V'agmer L'shmaitim in Puma Demare, and I'm going to hear this directly from, now who gave this heterim? So it was said B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, these two heterim, but it was attributed to Rabbi Abba. So this particular somebody from Bavel wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to hear it directly from Rabbi Abba. Koks ki salak, so he goes to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabbi Abba. And so he finds Rabbi Abba. He's so excited now. He's going to be learning it directly from Rabbi Abba. So Amar Lei, Amar Mar, Halach Gerv Shimon Gamliel B'Treifus. And he asks him, "Nu, is the halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel when it comes to Treifus? Meaning, I'm speaking with you right now. You know what I heard? I heard that you were Mekel like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Nu, can I hear directly from you? So Amar Lei, Ana, Ein Halacha Amre. So he says, okay, good, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're hearing it directly from me. But just one editor's note, and that is, I did not say the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. You know what I said? Ain't halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Huh. I said, right, it helps to go here from the source. So k'Rav Shimon ba'avel, and my. So he says, okay, now that we clarified your position regarding whether or not we could be Mekel like Rav Shimon Gamliel by Treifa, can I now ask you the next question, which is, how do you subscribe regarding Rav Shimon by Avel? If you have somebody joining the family, even on day 7, you came Mimakum Karov, can you now count together with them? Is that the halacha? So Amalei Plukta Ninu. To that he said, it's a machlokas. Itmar, Rav Chista Amar Halacha, V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan Halacha, and Rav Nachman Amar Ein Halacha. To that, he's just simply, it's a machlokas. The Gemara concludes on both of these points. Ein Halacha Kar Shimon Gamliel B'Treifas. So as far as this leniency of Rav Shimon Gamliel, where you had a hole in the intestines, it was plugged by some mucus. So is it considered now a plug? Is it considered not a trefa? So the Gemara's conclusion is that we do not pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, i.e. the animal is a trefa. It's a hole in the intestine, and therefore the animal is a trefa. That's number one. And number two, the halacha Rabbi Shimon ba'avel. And number two is that the halacha is in fact like Rabbi Shimon regarding avelos, that if you are coming mimakum karov, and you're even coming on day number 7, as long as there's Menachem over there, you can count together with them. And so even though this is a controversial point, it's the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, but we're going to be Mekel like Rabbi Shimon. Why? So hopefully my count is correct. This is the fourth time now in this perek where we quoted Shmuel. Shmuel says that when you have a debate amongst Tanayim regarding Avelos, so we're going to go like the more Mekel position. Now I say amongst Tanayim, meaning it could be that it could also be a machlokas hamaraim. Could be that's a machlokas rishonim as well. I only know that we're right now talking about Tanaim because this is a statement made by Shmuel. Shmuel's a first generation Amora. So obviously when he made the statement, he was making it regarding Tanaim. So when you have a machlokas Tanaim and by Avelus and one position is more mekel, so halacha k'divrei mekel be'avel. So we're going to go like the more mekel position. And I don't know how many times I said this, but whatever. This is a parak to repeat myself. So, and the reason why, again, not all Rishonim say this, but most Rishonim say this, the reason why is because Avelos is a Din D'Rabbanan. And so on a Din D'Rabbanan, when you have a Machlokas, so you can be Mekel by a Din D'Rabbanan, like Avelos. Again, there are other ways to say it as well, but that is one way to say it. Okay. Ad Kan, that takes us now to the end of that section of the Gemara. We're in Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We're towards the bottom of the Amud. We're going to be turning our attention 3 lines from the bottom. We're going to be turning our attention to a new section in the Gemara. But just as a quick recap and a recall now of what we've covered basically on the Amud Aleph of today's daf. So we talked about when to start counting your Shiva. If you are joining, family members who are already in the process, in the middle of Shiva, so can you count together with them? Must you start counting on your own? So it is going to be dependent on a number of variables. But just to outline the basic machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, the Tanakhama says you must be coming within the first 3 days and you must be coming Mimakum Karov. Then and only then can you count with them. Otherwise, you have to count on your own. The Shita of Rabbi Shimon is that you can be coming even up to and including day 7 as long as people are providing nechama, so you can count together with them. Again, according to Rabbi Shimon, you must be coming Mimakum Karov. And a pretty extensive discussion in the Gemara regarding which of the positions do we follow. And even within the Shita of the Tanakama, who says they can count together with them, that's only if the Gadol HaBayis is Besoch HaBayis. Okay? And again, that what exactly that means, I left that for a different venue in which to discuss, not within the Daf Yomi. It's a really lengthy discussion. That's basically what we've been covering up until now on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We're on the very bottom of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and we're continuing with the following stira.
I'll call Mesim Kulam Madche Mitaso Harizim Meshubach.
So if you go ahead and basically rush through the burial, so right, Rashi, Memahir Lahotzio, so Mesharizim Meshubach, that is something which is praiseworthy, meaning you should do the burial as quickly as possible. There is a value in terms of burying as soon as possible. So, however, al aviv alimo, but when it comes to one's mother and father, so harizim meguna. So you shouldn't rush through, but basically you should slow it down. Slowing it down in order to provide more room for hespedim and more room for really feeling the loss, and that would be more of a kibud av aim. Haya erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov oshayik shamim mizalfen al mitaso. However, if there are mitigating circumstances, it's erev Shabbos, it's erev Yom Tov, it's raining, so then harez the meshubach she'en osa elachvod aviv imo. So at that point in time, you want to rush through, even if it's one's mother or father, because the only reason why you're doing so is for kibud av aim, and obviously under these circumstances, so you don't want it to be an affront to Shabbos, you don't want it to be an affront to Yom Tov, or if it's raining, it's just simply, it's just impractical to just simply sit there and run the risk of getting soaked, but probably more importantly, not being able to bury properly. I'll call a mesim kulam, ratzo memayit beisko, ratzo eino memayit. So, when it comes to all the other mesim, meaning not mother, one's mother and father, so you wanna minimize the amount of work that you do. Now, Rashi over here says chora. In other words, the reason why Rashi says chora is because we are talking right now during avilus. We already learned that during avilus there's an isra malachi nala to do work, but we're not talking about work over here. We're talking about business. I know, in our parlance, so doing business is called work. But in, as far as the Gemara is concerned, work means doing actively work, meaning like Shabbos, like Yom Tov, and having a business transaction. So vis-a-vis the word malacha in this context, it's different. So over here, we're just, right, Rashi uses the word schara. We're just talking about selling merchandise. So for other krovim, so if you want to go ahead and curtail the kind of business that you do, so then by all means. However, alavi valimo mima eight. But one from one's mother and father. In other words, if you are sitting shiva for one mother and father, so it's not a choice, but rather it's an instruction. You have to minimize. And a discussion to be had over here. Are we talking about where it's the davar avid? It's not a davar avid. Much to discuss over here. But basically, once again, you see that for avelus for one's mother and father. So once again, for another time today, we're going to be seeing a number of it over the course of today, a distinction to be made that for Shar Krovim, so you have the right to minimize the amount of business that you do, but you also have the right to go ahead and engage in some sort of business. Again, not clarifying over here whether we're talking about it's a Davar Aved, it's not a Davar Aved, but for one's mother and father, it's an instruction in which you do have to minimize the amount of business that you do during Shiva, as a function of the fact that it's avails for one's mother and father, and it's not just avails, it's avails coupled with kibud av aim. Al kol ha-meisim kulam, ratza cholets ratzeinu, cholets alaviv al-imo, cholets. Now we're talking about the halacha of chalitza. This is the first, and I think only time, that we're going to be discussing in the context of our Gemara. What is the halacha of cholets? Not to be confused with chalitza by yibum, totally separate. Cholets over here means to uncover and to reveal. What are we uncovering? So Rashi says over here, your shoulder. Okay, we don't practice this minhag nowadays. I don't know why. But the Gemara says that for all the other krovim, you have an option. If you want to reveal your shoulder, you may do so. But for one's mother and father, so there is an obligation to go ahead and reveal one's shoulder. It is more of a sign of mourning. And so therefore, for one's mother and father, one is required to do so.
Which shoulder?
I don't know. You could. I'd be guessing. I don't know. Al kol amitzvah in the cholitz alav vivim cholitz. Sorry, I lost my spot. Here we go. Umaisa begado ador achash meitz aviv. So the Gemara says that there was an incident with a gado ador who lost his father. Ubikesh lach lotz. Ubikesh gado ador acher sheimo lach lotz. Venimna velo cholitz. So the so at that point in time. So again, the story goes that the gadol hador lost his father, and there was another gadol hador together with him, and he wanted to do chalitza in respect for the gadol hador, but the gadol hador said to him, the gadol hador who lost said, no, don't do it. I'm Rabbi Gadol Hador Rebbe, and gadol hador Ishimo Rebbe Yaakov Baracha. Now identification. So according to Abaye, so his tradition is that the gadol hador who lost his father over here being Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, so that was a description of Rebbe, and the other gadol hador that was together with him was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. And in another version, Ika Damre, so gadol hador Rabbi Yaakov Baracha and gadol hador Shimo Rebbe. Okay, so the Gemara says of these two versions, Bishlam Laman Damre gadol hador Shimo Rebbe Hainu Denimna. So the Velo Chalatz. So I understand why you stopped him from doing chalitza out of respect for Rebbe, because Rebbe was a nasi. Elamandam Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, so amai nimna velo chalitz. So the Gemara says, but if the one who suffered loss was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, so and Rebbe wanted to do chalitza, he's a gadol ador, he's a nasi. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel nasi hava v'kula amem mechayv lemechleif, because consider now. If Rebbe was the one who suffered the loss, so aside from the fact that Rebbe himself was a Nasi at the time, but who just passed away? His father passed away. His father is Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. And he was a Nasi. And Kulei Amah Michayv LeMichlas. This idea of bearing your shoulder. So it is a way of properly honoring and respecting the loss of one's parent. And on top of that, it's also the proper way to honor and respect the loss of a Nasi. And so the Gemara wants to know, so why would you stop in this version, where it was Rebbe who suffered the loss, and the loss was Rav Shimon Gamliel. And now you're telling me that Rav Yaakov Baracha was told not to do chalitza? Why not? Meaning the loss was over the Nasi, and everyone has to now show the proper respect and bear shoulder over the Nasi. Kashya, the Gemara says, okay. So admittedly, that version of the story is difficult, and so basically the Gemara says it's probably preferable to go with the first version of the story. Okay. Kolam Esim Kulam, next topic of discussion, and that is the Isra of Tasparis. You're not allowed to get a haircut during Shiva, and what about Shloshim as well? So the Isra of Tasparis continues even into Shloshim as well. So for Shiva and Shloshim, there's an Isra of Tasparis. You're not allowed to get a haircut and shave both during Shiva and during Shloshim. Al Kolam Esim Kulam, Mistapar Lacher Shloshim Yom. So for the loss of all other relatives, so you get a haircut, you shave after 30 days. Al Aviv Al Imo, Yig'aru ad shig'aru bo chaverav. But for one's mother and father, so there's a new shear timeline that is required, and that is that you're not allowed to get a haircut until others basically tell you you look terrible. Okay, and again over here with good human skills. So you go over to the Ava, and the truth of the matter is that the Ava's gonna, you know, at a certain point in time, he's going to want to hear it, meaning he's going to want to get a haircut, he's going to want to shave. But the period of time in which you get a haircut and you shave after the loss of one's mother and father is only until others basically tell you it's time to clean up. That's a modern question. Meaning, when I say modern, In other words, we make ourselves look presentable every single day. So it's funny. I could definitely hear that question. Like the Gemara would never entertain that. For them to go a month, right? Ungroomed, I'm sure was pretty much was more normal at the time. Okay. Anyway, it could be. No, but obviously over here, the intent of the Gemara is that for one's loss of one's mother and father, so it's extended. All right. That's clearly the intent of the Gemara over here. Al kol amesim kulam nichnas lebeis simcha la'achr shloshim yom al aviv al imo la'achr shnei asar chodesh. Okay, beis simcha. Again, this is another topic that has a lot of practical application. this is probably, as far as the Rav is concerned, everyone here knows I'm not a practicing Rav, but as far as the Rav is concerned, this is probably going to be like in top 10 in terms of the shailas that he receives, right? Somebody lost either a mother and a father, and there's a simcha, and Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of simchas out there, and it's within the year, and can he go? And can he go to the simcha? So, once again, we're just going to learn the Gemara together. All questions of practical nature, you will ask your Rav. Okay, good. So, I'll call a mesim kulam nichnas the base of simcha. So, for all other mesim, so after 30 days, you go to the base of simcha, lachash shoshim yom. However, but for the mourning and after the loss of one's mother and father, so it's going to be after a year. So, I'm a rabba barbachana le simchas mereus. So, when the Braisa said that that you're allowed to go to a simcha after 30 days, simchas mereus. That is only talking about a social get-together, which is not as much of a simcha. However, when it comes to a bona fide simcha, like a marriage, for example, so then it would be usher, even if it's shar krovim. But after 30 days, and presumably up until a year, so you cannot go to a bona fide based simcha. Meisver, the Gemara says, are you right about that? Ulasimcha lemereus, shloshim yom. So here in this braisa, lisimcha ulemereus. So that clearly in this braisa over here, it gives us both categories, meaning in the braisa after 30 days, you can go to mereus, a social get together, and you can go to a simcha, which obviously over here in this context, simcha clearly means a bona fide simcha, meaning it's a chasna or something of the like. So Kasha, the Gemara says, okay, that's difficult. Amemar Masnihachi, Amar Rabba Barbachana. Amemar has a slightly different version of how that discussion went, and that is the Simcha Mereus Motoli Kanas Altar. That when it comes to Shar Krovim, when it comes to the loss of other relatives, so you, and it's not a bona fide Simcha, meaning it's just a social get together, so you can go immediately. Immediately over here has to mean after Shiva, has to. Because during Shiva, obviously, you're home and you can't go out. So it means after Shiva. But in other words, besoch shloshim, so you can get together for a social get together, meaning mereus. So the Gemara says vahatanya l'simcha shloshim l'mereus shloshim. And meanwhile, now in the second version, we're being makel for a social get together. You can go to betoch shloshim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but meanwhile, I have a brisa, and this brisa says not for simcha and not for mereus besoch shloshim. And here in this brisa, clearly we're talking about shar krovim. So lo kashit. So the Gemara says, no, it's not difficult as well. Habi risusa, habi puranasa. What does that mean? There are different types of social functions. Look at Rashi over here. He writes, arisa, ha'inishamaschal echamem laso suuda umalava l'chulam kideshiasu gam heim namikach. Okay, so we had like basically a round robin of hosting. La'osu suuda eino nichnas ad la'acher shloshim yom. So, if basically we're starting now a round robin of I'll make a get together, you can make a get together, and we're going to start now block parties, but where everyone's going to be hosting, under those circumstances, you shouldn't do that within Shloshim. Aval, Rashi writes, Bepuranusa, Shemesham lam suda shenasulo, shenasulo, yichanis la'alta shiev shalo, shalo yishalashalim. But however, if you already started this hosting responsibility, and you're right now in the position where you're expected to host, meaning you already enjoyed the hosting of others, and now you are hosting yourselves, but to basically pay back, in other words, you can call this now a debt. So under those circumstances, that could be done by Soch Shloshim.
You should make arrangement with someone else.
Okay, right. For whatever reason, right? It's your turn. You already helped yourself to others. Okay, you got to pay back. Okay. I'll call Amesim. Let's do one more for this morning. Yeah. I'll call Amesim Kulam Korea Tefach. Okay, the requirement of Kriya. So we touched on it already once in this perek. And so here the Gemara is going to speak a little bit more regarding Kriya. So the requirement of Kriya is that you have to tear a Tefach. So about 4 inches. I love Vivalimo Ashigalos Libo. And then for the loss of one's mother and father, so you gotta tear more significantly until literally your heart is revealed. In other words, you have to show some of your chest. I'm Rabbi Abba Maikra. This idea that the amount that you're gonna have to tear is gonna be a tefach is gonna be sourced in a pasuk. So v'yechazek David bevagdav v'yikareim. So David goes ahead and he does kriya. Now the word v'yechazek means that he's grabbing. V'ein achiza pachas tefach, and achiza by definition is going to be one tefach. Okay, and that gives us the baseline halacha of a tefach. And again, for one's mother and father, you got to do more than a more than that. Achi galas libo. All right, we're going to pause over here. More distinctions to be made, but right now this will be our pausing point. Okay, let's go back. Let's review. Okay, today's daf chav beis. So we start in chav alaf amid beis, and we finished up all the gemaras regarding shela shalom. Okay, a pretty lengthy discussion in the gemara regarding an avel and his ability to say shalom aleichem to others, his ability to receive shalom aleichem, his requirement to tell others that he's an avel. So we went through all the gemaras. Highlighting and delineating exactly where he's standing in terms of his avelos, first 3 days, last 4 days, up until Shloshim, in which he should be greeting other peoples, and what exactly are the requirements of greeting. That was where we started. Then, on the bottom of Chafaf Amid Beis, we started a really practical Gemara. We didn't do much in terms of the practical nature of it, but a really practical Gemara in terms of when you are joining avelim. So in other words, you're coming from another place, you just learned about the loss, you're yourself an avel, and you're joining the other avelim. Are you allowed to now basically just start your avelos wherever they're up to? And the answer is, depends, right? It's not an answer, but it depends. And as far as the factors that are involved, so the Gemara says that one factor is whether you came within the first three or you came within the last four. Another factor is whether you come mimakum karvan or mimakum rachok. Another factor is are you joining the gadol abayis or is the gadol abayis not there? Another factor is the machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon in terms of whether there is a distinction to be made between the first 3 days and the last 4 days. So, to make a long story short, it's really complicated. And so we touched on the Gemaras over here. The only thing, as far as the Gemara is concerned, that we spent a lot of time discussing on Chav Beis Amid Aleph is whether or not we're going to be Mako like Rabbi Shimon. The conclusion of the Gemara is we are going to be Mako like Rabbi Shimon. But what does that mean practically? That's why I say you need a rav, right, to explain to you what that means practically. But at least in concept, what it means is that if you're coming mimakom karav and you're joining the other avelim, and even if you come on day number seven, so mona imahen. That's the sheet to Rabbi Shimon, but that doesn't really speak out what he actually holds. It just is conceptually the idea that under certain circumstances you can count together with the avel, even up to and including day seven as well, as long as there's Menachemim as well. On the Amud Aleph, we also touched a little bit on Hilchos Treifus, simply because there was a Mesorah that Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that we passing like Rabbi Shimon by Avel, and we passing like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel regarding Treifa as well. So there was a certain kula about a hole within the intestine, plugged by mucus. Is that considered a plug? Is that considered a Treifa or Kasher? And a question Rabbi Abba said, ultimately, the Gemara concluded on that matter as well, as we are now looking at Chav Beis Amud Beis. And the Gemara says is that we're not Mako like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on that particular issue of Treifa. And finally, the remainder of today's daf, Chav Beis Amud Beis, so we went through distinctions regarding avelos versus avelos of other krovim, shar krovim, versus avelos of one's mother and father. The avelos of one's mother and father is more intense. There's an aspect of kibud aveim, and so therefore it would manifest itself in a number of different applications. So, various applications that we did, in terms of speeding up the kvura. So for other krovim, speed up the kvura. Don't delay the kvura, but for one's mother and father, so you should slow the kvura down. That would be a way of honoring. That is one. Another is the asek, getting involved in business. So for one's, for shar krovim, so you can slow down the business, but you don't have to. But for one's mother and father, you must be memite. You must minimize business. Again, practically what that means, that you need guidance over there. We're just giving the basics in terms of the Gemara. Next that we discussed is getting a haircut. So for one's mother and father, so the, bearing your shoulder. So for one's mother and father, you bear shoulder. For Shar Krovim, you do not bear shoulder. Again, what happened to this minhag, I don't know. But anyway, but that's another distinction. Another distinction to be made is Tasporis, getting a haircut. So for Shar Krovim, you can get a haircut immediately after Shloshim. For Aviv Imo, Achis Garbo Chaverov. The next thing that we discussed is going to a Simcha two versions of this discussion. In the first version, so you can't go to a bona fide simcha up until Yud Beis Chodesh. What does that mean? So again, I'm sorry, not what does that mean? So again, the distinction to be made between the loss of Aviv V'Imo versus Shar Krovim. For Aviv V'Imo, so it's going to be Yud Beis Chodesh. For Shar Krovim, it's going to be after 30 days you can go to a simcha. On that brisa, so a discussion to be had by Rabbi Bar Chana in terms of a distinction to be made between social get-together versus a bona fide simcha. Two versions of that discussion. And then finally, the last thing that we did is the chiyuv of kriya for shar krovim tefach for one's mother and father. Achi galas libo until you expose your more of your chest. Okay, adkan.